Good morning. It's Thursday, March 5th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. The human toll of the Iran conflict is becoming clearer. The U.S. military has confirmed the identities of six American soldiers killed after an unmanned aircraft system struck a command center in Port Shuaiba, Kuwait, on Sunday. Officials said the drone evaded air defenses before hitting the facility. The victims were Chief Warrant Officer Robert M. Marzon, Major Jeffrey R. O'Brien, Captain Cody Cork, Sergeant Noah Teachins, Sergeant Nicole Amore, and Sergeant Declan Cody, who was posthumously promoted. The soldiers were members of the U.S. Army Reserve, providing logistical support to wider military operations. U.S. Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll praised their service, saying their sacrifice would never be forgotten. The White House says President Donald Trump plans to attend the dignified transfer ceremony as the remains return home. Another news. The U.S. Senate rejected a bipartisan resolution aimed at limiting President Donald Trump's ability to wage war against Iran without congressional approval. The measure failed in a 53-47 vote, largely along party lines. Democrats argued the administration sidelined Congress when U.S. and Israeli strikes began over the weekend, while most Republicans said the legislation would undermine support for American troops. Senators Rand Paul and John Fetterman crossed party lines during the vote. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warned the war could last up to 8 weeks. The measure now heads to the House of Representatives, where it faces uncertain prospects. Around the world, Iran's military says it has targeted headquarters belonging to Iranian Kurdish opposition groups in northern Iraq, launching missiles and drone strikes on bases in the Kurdish region. Iranian state media reported the attacks targeted groups opposed to the revolution. Local officials confirmed that one Kurdish fighter was killed and three others injured after a ballistic missile struck a base Wednesday morning. Another strike hit facilities belonging to the Democratic Party of Iranian Kurdistan. Former British ambassador Simon Gass said Iran's ethnic diversity could create additional pressure on the government if minority groups become involved in the conflict. Analysts warn the attacks could further destabilize the region as fighting between the U.S., Israel, and Iran intensifies. Another news. A dramatic maritime incident has raised new security concerns in the Mediterranean. A Russian liquefied natural gas tanker, the Arctic Medigaz, sank after explosions and a fire while sailing between Libya and Malta, according to Libyan port officials. Moscow blamed Ukrainian naval drones for the attack, though Ukraine's security service has not confirmed the allegation. Russia's transport ministry said 30 crew members were aboard the vessel, carrying around 62,000 tons of ling. Maltese authorities later reported that all crew members were rescued safely in a lifeboat during a joint operation. President Vladimir Putin called the incident an act of international terrorism, though no evidence has been presented publicly. The sinking highlights the growing risks to shipping as the war between Russia and Ukraine continues to reshape maritime security. Another news. China is adjusting expectations for its economic future. Beijing has set its annual economic growth target between 4.5 and 5%, the lowest goal since 1991. The announcement came during the opening of China's major political gathering, known as the Two Sessions. Premier Li Qiang presented the plan while appearing alongside President Xi Jinping in Beijing. Officials say the shift reflects mounting challenges, including weak domestic consumption, a struggling property sector, global trade tensions, and demographic decline. Analysts say the flexible target gives the government more room to manage the economy without massive stimulus spending. Beijing also signaled major investments in artificial intelligence, green energy, and high-tech industries as part of its new five-year development strategy. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.